Hi, welcome to episode 66 of the Game Slave Podcast. Today it is myself, a simulator. Proteus and Zelda Queen won't be joining us. Proteus just got back into the States from New Zealand, so everything if everything went as planned, he should have his doctorate now. Go Proteus. Everybody's cheering for you. Let's see. I'm kind of recording a little bit late this week because of honestly, lack of stuff to talk about. There's still not much that I have. I haven't actually done much in the gaming world, unfortunately, this week. But there was one bit of news that came out today, so I decided to keep going. Now, this bit of news is nothing surprising whatsoever. In fact, I think most people kind of saw it coming. Believe it or not, Duke Nukem Forever was delayed. Yep, it'll be another, it's an additional month, so it's going to be approximately June 10th before the States sees it now, instead of May 3rd. Yeah, June 10th in the States, internationally June 4th. So, at least it'll be back, at least it'll be out after E3 instead of during E3 like Infamous 2 is coming out. Ah, well. But you should check out the video that Gearbox Software put out kind of announcing this. They poke fun at themselves a little bit for it. At least they got a sense of humor about the whole thing. I'll give them that. Let's see. So what have I been doing this week? Well, it's honestly been a lot of World of Warcraft. I've been working on leveling my mage. Got her to level 80 this past week. So now once I have enough minerals, serenite, and such to finish leveling my engineering out of Northrend, I'll go ahead and head down to Mount Hyjal. Since I didn't do Mount Hyjal yet with my mage, or not my mage, my priest, it'll be some fresh content for me, and then I'll go into the areas that I've already done, but leveling happens a bit faster, so I'm honestly not too worried about that. Let's see, what else have we got? For those fans of Futurama, it appears that Comedy Central has ordered more episodes of Futurama. It looks like they've picked up another two cycles of 13 episodes, which is good for us. Means that we have much more great writing that hasn't been as stale as The Simpsons coming from Matt Groening. Or at least so we hope. And another news, looks like Homefront sells 1 million and ships 2.4 million units. So basically they, as if I understand this right, they have officially sold 1 million units while they've shipped out 2.4 million to different retailers and such, waiting for them to be sold. So at least they're well stocked. And yeah, so as I said, I really didn't have a lot to talk about, and I know it's actually been a little over a week, but honestly, there's just not been much interesting going on. I have been going ahead and posting on the front side, so let's see what we've posted on there. Maybe there's something there that we can put on here that'll bring you to join a little more. Let's see. Blizzard's officially 20. Okay, here's something. As you all may or may not know, the Nintendo 3DS does come out this week. In fact, it comes out on Sunday. And so if you maybe are trying to get more than one game on your new $250 system, you might want to head to certain True Location Toys R Us stores. No, True Location stores will have the 3DS demos, my apologies. But Toys R Us itself in general is going to have buy one, get one half off for new DS, 3DS games. So you'll be able to save a little money on that second DS game when you start getting tired of playing either Dead or Alive Dimensions or Street Fighter. So maybe get I've heard good things about Steel Diver, although I haven't actually played it myself, so that's pure hearsay on my part. Let's see, what else? We have a Pokemon PSA about Poke Rights, not Poke Fights. A message from Blizzard. Blizzard is 20 years old, after all, and they've started doing some of their videos. This particular one is them thanking their fans for all their dedication that made them the great company they are. And Yeah, that's actually really all I've got for y'all today. We should have more come this next podcast, especially since I should be able to convince Zelda Queen and Proteus to come back and join me again, so we'll have their points of views on stuff along with whatever stories they have to bring on. And I'm also plan on going su seeing Sucker Punch this weekend, so I'll let y'all know my kind of opinions on that and whether or not it's worth going to. With that, go ahead and visit the website. We are updating at least once a day. That's what we're trying to keep to now. And you can also check send us comments and questions at mail@thegameslave.com. In the meantime, you have a great day and game on.